it in and decompress a little bit. How do you feel about the fight?
I feel amazing. I haven't really gotten a chance, but my right shin hurts, so I'm glad the game plan was to go in and use the late kick game a lot, which I feel I was able to execute. So I feel good about the fight.
Can you talk about the game plan? Because I think a lot of us, you know, as we were breaking this fight down, thought, well, if you're going to win, it's going to be because your wrestling proves to be the strength. So did you know all along you weren't really going to turn to that as much tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I knew she had a really good ground game, really good scrambly, flexible game. So definitely didn't want to have like that be our only option. So definitely was planning to, stand up a little bit more and trade with her. And, you know, she caught me off guard a little bit in the first round when she went for that takedown, but we were able to come back with it.
Yeah. You're always pretty polite leading up to a fight, but now that it's in the rearview mirror, I mean, can you admit that maybe there was a little chip on your shoulder? I mean, here's this girl that's, you know, only been fighting a year and a half, and she seems to be the it thing, and, you know, maybe you weren't getting the respect you deserve?
Yeah, you know, people kind of say that, but for me, like, I don't really look at it that way. I just love to fight, you know, and for me, even being an underdog is not just motivation. I don't really, like, take it as a negative. It gives me more reason to prove people wrong.
And last thing for me, I know that you didn't want to talk about Rose, talk about the title, that sort of thing, but I mean, there's an interesting history there, and this is a big win over somebody that was on the rise. I mean, do you feel that you should at least be in that discussion?
Yeah, I mean, I feel I belong in the discussion, definitely. I mean, you know, holding a win over the current champ and, you know, having a good performance tonight, I definitely feel like I should be part of that conversation. But, you know, whatever the UFC wants from me next, I'm game.
Cynthia was fairly vocal after the fight. She was standing outside of the octagon, sort of calling it bullshit. Just, did you see that? And what were your thoughts when you saw that?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Like, you never know what the judges are really going to say. And, you know, so when you're waiting for that decision to be announced, you're kind of like, but I mean, I felt I had definitely got the last two rounds. And when I was talking to Joe, like, I heard some boos and I was like, are they booing for me? Like, what's going on? But my coaches said she was actually like, you know, I won that, like, you know, kind of to the crowd. And they were like, nah, you know, like, that's not the case. And then my coach was like, raise your hands right now when we walk out. Everyone was like, yeah. So, you know.
Well, and just on that sort of topic, I mean, I know you guys try to block out whatever you can, but the crowd seemed firmly on your side throughout the fight. I mean, did you hear that? Were you conscious of that?
Not too much. I actually, like, I heard one of the fans, like, say something like, step to your right, step to your right. And I was kind of like, okay. But overall, you know, I hear the crowd a little bit. I definitely kind of try and, like, tune it out and focus on my coach's voices, though.
Then is it particularly rewarding winning a fight like that where you did sort of start slow in that first round and, you know, got to show your toughness a little bit by overcoming that?
Yeah, I think it shows my toughness and my experience because I've been fighting pro for 8 years now, and I've had a lot of adversity throughout my career. I've had around 20 fights, you know, so I think I've been in deep water before, and I think coming back from that just goes to show my experience.
Carla, at the end, the first round, you kind of spent a lot of time on your back, but at the end of the round, there was a sort of wild scrambling affair where you got on top and the crowd seemed to really be in your favor. Could you feel the momentum change at that time, and then how did that really help you go into the second and third rounds?
Yeah, I mean, I felt the momentum change, but I definitely knew I had to go and come out strong in those last two rounds. And, you know, even though she was in top position and, you know, probably in the eyes of the judges, you know, gave her that round, I felt that, you know, I definitely was worried about her ground game. And, you know, obviously if she's in that dominant position and couldn't really, like, hurt me too much, I felt confident going back to the ground with her.
Hi, Carla, to your left. You know, obviously the story of the night is what you were able to do on your feet, but there were a couple of takedowns that you secured that were kind of nice punctuators. In your mind, in the middle of a fight like that, do you feel like when you hit those takedowns, whether or not it stays on the ground very long at all, that's actually a nice punctuator for the judges that could have, you know, really made a little extra impact?
Definitely. I mean, takedowns are huge, you know, like it's hard to really know what judges, you know, kind of score more or less, you know, but to me, like, hitting a takedown is a little bit harder than, you know, like, hitting out one successful jab or something. I mean, it's a lot of work, you know, you're getting that position. So yeah, I definitely feel that the judges look highly on that, but you never know. It depends where you're at too, because I've had a fight before where I hit a lot of takedowns and the judges weren't really taking it into account.
Hey, Carla. That was the first loss of Cynthia's career. Is there any advice that you would give her in terms of how she, she would be able to bounce back from this?
I guess it's hard to give her advice because she's been fighting a relatively short time professionally, and I've seen like a big improvement in her game. You know, I definitely she had a lot of hype behind her, but I think it's deserved because she's come out and had these really good victories. So I guess just keep improving, keep doing what you've been doing. Thank you.
Habib, congratulations. I think everybody was pretty blown away by your performance tonight, but how about you? How did you feel you performed this evening?
Hey, what's up, guys? Nice to see you after fight. You know, like, when I talk about, like, beginning of this week, when I say I can fight with Tony, and after a couple hour, if you say give me rest, I can fight with Conor. Like, people think I'm trash-talking, right? Now, I'm just finished fight with one of the best striker in UFC today, right? I fight with him and stand-up wrestling, like 15-minute war. I still fresh. I think now I can go, I can take one more fight. You know, I feel great. Thank you, guys.
You know, obviously it had been a long time for you. Did you feel any rust at all? Was it uncomfortable? And what was the feeling as the fight started out?
Before fight, I talked with Javier Mendez. Javier said, you have to focus on fight. You're smiling, you're relaxing. Let's focus on fight. But I told him, I'm focused, coach, don't worry. I want to enjoy with this time because last time I fight November 1 year ago, and I want a little bit enjoy. And, you know, between every fight, I improve myself. This is what I'm talking about. And when I go to the cage today, I show how I improve my striking game, my relaxing, because relaxing is most important. When you go to the cage, you have to fight, relax, you know. But you cannot be relaxed if you have, like, you know, if you don't compete with high-level guys. Like, in training, in sparring, you have to fight, you know, with high-level guys after confidence is coming. You know, I feel my time has come, you know. Now I'm 29 years old. I feel great everywhere, about my power, about my grappling, my wrestling, my striking, and I kick a couple times Barboza too, you know. People think he's gonna kick me. I kick him too, you know, and thank you.
You walked over after the fight was over, you had a moment in the cage, and then you walked over to Dana White and had a brief conversation with him. Can we ask you kind of what you said and what he replied?
After first round, I tell him, hey, Dana, you wanna talk with me? He say, yes, let's go. And I think about, let's do this one more round like this, and after I want to say to him something. And after second round, I tell him, what do you think about performance? He say, I'm sure you're going to take this. And, I want to enjoy. When I go to the cage, you know, I want to enjoy. And when I almost take back Edson Barboza, Mark Henry told him, hey, don't give him back. And I told Mark, hey, you're right, don't give me back. You know, like, I'm a little bit talking too, you know. This is not trash talking. This is real deal, you know. And I enjoy with that. And that's why I do this.
And last thing for me, Habib, it sounds like you're almost more interested or think that the fight with Tony Ferguson makes more sense right now. But, you know, if Conor McGregor does say, hey, I'm willing to take this fight, I want to put the real title on the line, does that interest you?
Conor need to deserve this because real belt is 25-0. This is real belt. Other all fake belts, you know. But to be honest, I think real belt have Tony Ferguson. Conor, he have only one fight in UFC, 155, and he champion. He beat old Eddie Alvarez, you know, like. He's good fighter. But he's not champ. He's a good fighter. I think a lot of people can beat him in 155. This is my opinion. I think a lot of people can beat him. And, you know, he have good boxing, good timing, but he don't have wrestling, he don't have grappling, he don't have conditioning, but he have real belt. Because this is not about him, because UFC won this. And he come to lightweight and fight one time, and he's real champion. You know? But this is a little bit crazy, I think. Thank you.
Hey, Khabib, over here, to your left. Mabruk on the win and the baby. Congratulations. You kept this under wraps. You fought on the day that you became a father for the second time. What was that like for you to wake up to that news? And when did you find out that your wife had given birth?
When Conor supposed to like become like father, he talked about this all year, all like, you know, like about his like when his baby coming. All MMA fans waiting for him, you know. But I know I have to stay busy. I have a lot of injuries, and that's why I come here. Stay here a couple months, living in San Jose, California. Stay focused, training, and today I become father, win, you know, like 25 and all, take bonus, you know, like today I have a very good day, I think, alhamdulillah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Is there a reason, I think most people didn't even know you had a daughter. You've kept this very quiet, that your private life, I don't even know a lot of people knew you were married. Why is that?
Because, you know, I want to protect my family from media, from other, like, you know, sometimes media good, but sometimes media is crazy. And, you know, like, you cannot be very good all the time with media. Sorry, guys, but I say it true, right? But I don't want, like, people watch on my kids, family all the time. This is my life, you know. I am tired about this. Of course, that's why I protect my family from media. I don't want to post like everything, oh, it's my daughter, my wife, I want to protect from this. And my father know, my mother know, I have a daughter, you know, my brother know, my best friends know, and I think my grandfather know too. Thank you.
And just one more for you. So this is the first time we get a chance to talk to you since you made the weight. Can you tell us, now that it happened, how the weight cut was, and do you feel that as a result of the weight cut, you performed even better this time around?
You know, guys, I never have problem with weight cut. My problem is my number one enemy is injuries, because I train so hard. You know, I train so I'm not training like other UFC fighters. I'm training so hard, and my training partners know. Like, my close people know about this. And last couple years, I tried to change something, and I think I do this very well. And I changed a lot of things, but I never have problem with weight cut. You know, now I'm healthy. For this camp, I'm coming, like, my healthiest period ever. You know, like, everywhere I'm healthy, inside, like, outside, in like, knees, back, like, everything is healthy. And when I beginning this training camp, I feel good, you know, and that's why I make weight. And when I'm healthy, I always make weight. But now I hope next year I'm gonna stay busy, stay healthy, no injuries, and I wanna fight April, May before Ramadan. After, I wanna fight September, and I wanna fight December. This is my plan. I won't fight 2018 three times. If not injuries coming, you know, like, I hope, inshallah. Thank you.
Khabib, right in front of you. Congratulations. First thing I wonder, did Mike Tyson was sitting right there. Did you talk to him when you walked out of the ring, or talk to him afterward?
Yeah, I talked with him last time when I was in Vegas. I met with him inside his house. He invited me, you know. I'm a big fan, you know, like Mike Tyson, Muhammad Ali, and I want to be greatest like these guys, not only inside the cage, outside too, you know, like champion is not like if you only, you become champion, this is not everything. You have to be greatest outside too, you know, like Muhammad Ali is perfect, for example. Like, in mixed martial arts, I like watching, like, how people moving around, like Fedor, like George St. Pierre, like these guys. But you cannot do a lot of crazy stuff outside the cage. But even you beat everybody inside the cage. You have to be champion outside and inside. And these guys, like Mike Tyson, very big motivation for me.
To know that a guy like Tyson has accomplished so much, you describe how much a fan of his you are, but he's a fan of yours like that. Does that mean a lot to you, the fact that he's sitting ringside for you and that he has expressed to people how much of a fan of yours he is?
You know, first time I watched Mike Tyson fight live, this like 2003, this was February, I remember this, when he fight with Clifford Etienne. And he knocked him out first round. I watched his fight like 6 or 5 morning in Moscow time. And, you know, I was like, and I can't imagine, like, 2003, after 15 years, like 14 years, I'm going to fight in Vegas and I'm going to show in the last biggest event in UFC, I'm going to show best performance of the night. And Tyson going to watch my fight. It's like, it's like dreams come true. And you never know what happened tomorrow. And if you want your dreams come true, you have to follow this. Even you have injury, surgery, like everything is come, you have to keep going, keep focus, and take your dream.
And just to ask you one question, or two questions about Edson. Number one, were you surprised that he was able to come back and finish the fight? I mean, you delivered so much punishment in the first round, and he was able to finish. And number two, his kicks. I mean, even after you pummeled him like that in the first round, he came out and fired that big kick at you. You had to stay alert at all times. Were you ever a little nervous at all, you know, as you're in there trying to take him down, that he's firing those kicks? And, you know, he's knocked a lot of guys out with those.
I think if you go into the cage, like inside the cage with Edson, and you don't worry about his kicks, I think you're not smart fighter. You know, always, all the time when he kicked me, like landed, like knee, like my legs, my elbow, I feel pain. But I think about why I come inside the cage. Of course I know he's going to kick me. This is not enough. He's going to knock me out. I have to keep going, you know. When he kicked me a couple times, I think about, oh, tomorrow I don't want to go, like, I don't want to feel pain tomorrow when I go to the, back to Moscow, back to Russia. I don't want to feel pain inside the plane, like 15-hour sit and think about this. And I think about this inside the cage, and I think, hey, I have to change something, you know. I want to give him respect, big respect. I try to finish him, but he's a very tough opponent, you know. And I want to give him respect, his coaches, Mark Henry, and other coaches, Ricardo Almeida. I know these guys very well. And thank you. Thank you, guys. Edson Barboza, take this fight. He really won this fight because he understands this is going to be a big challenge for him. He want to challenge himself. And thank you.
Khabib, do you feel at this point that you're now too dangerous for Conor to ever fight you? I know you've been skeptical that, you know, he'll fight you in the first place, but does this performance clinch that fact?
I think anybody can lose any time. You know, nobody protect. You know, all greatest fighters lose, you know. But my plan is, when I go to the cage, I never think about, oh, maybe I'm going to lose. No, I don't think about this. When I go to the cage, I think, oh, I have to catch somebody because I'm the eagle. This is what I'm thinking. And if I fight with Conor, I think he have chance, like, about his boxing, maybe a couple minutes, I think. But worry about if I'm wrestling with him all the time. Don't striking with him. Like, protect myself, movement, change angle. Like, show him takedown box, show boxing takedown, change level, like Ken Velasquez style. You know, but we have a lot of way. I can stay with my opponents. I can wrestling with my opponents. I can grappling with my opponents. My conditioning is better. My relaxing is good. Alhamdulillah, I feel my time has come, you know. To be honest, about Conor, I don't think. Like, I don't think about this guy. He have to come back. He have to defend his belt. And, you know, I want to enjoy with my victory tonight.
Hey, Khabib. Congratulations on your victory tonight. I thought your performance was so dominant that Edson's corner should have actually considered throwing in the towel. A, do you agree with that? And B, do you think we should see more of that in sport, in MMA, in a corners trying to protect their fighters more by actually throwing in the towel?
No. You cannot do this, I think. But this fight is like a bad towel. Like, I don't know, but if I fight, I don't want my corner put towel. You know, it's going to be change your mind in future. You know, I don't know.
Okay. And just one question. You know, I know the UFC still has plans at some point in the future to enter the Russian market. You say you want to be active next year, fight three times. Are you hoping that one of those fights could be in Russia?
Why not? Why not? But UFC have to work hard about Russia, I think. I think they do good job around the world, but about Russia, they do nothing. It's my opinion. They have to work. I am here. They can work with me, but they don't connect with me about promote UFC in Russia. I promote UFC in Russia without UFC. But I'm UFC fighter, and I have to do this. But if they're going to promote this, I think they have to connect with me, and we can do this together. And you coming to Dagestan, and you see how it's crazy. Friends, we have like when you come last time. I think it's summer or September something.
Yeah, earlier in the year.
And we have big arena in Russia, a lot like St. Petersburg, Moscow, Dagestan, like everywhere. And we have very big fan base. And from Dagestan, we have 15 or 16 fighters in UFC. For other republics too, you know. From Russia, we have more than 25 fighters in UFC. And they can do this, but they have to work hard a little bit. Focus on Russia. I don't know, but maybe next fight, why not? Like April, May, if they make show with me in UFC, it's going to be great, you know. Like, my dream has become true, like fighting in many event, in first event in Russia, UFC. But we'll see. I am here. I am open. I am open for help UFC about promote this in Russia, and I think it's gonna be good idea.
Thank you.
One for me. You know, I've seen you fight in person a number of times now, but tonight in the arena, it seemed like the cheers were a little louder. Maybe the fan base is growing too. And I remember this week I was struck on the Embedded episode when you had posted on your Instagram you were out doing road work. And a fan ran from his house to take a picture with you because he just happened to live down the road, which shows your reach is really widening. Do you sense that? Are you close to that? Do you feel like your fan base, the public awareness of you is growing at this moment?
I think I have a very big fan base. And tonight when I go to the cage, I feel my fans miss me. You know, they want I stay busy. And, you know, this is what I feel. About myself, like about interesting, I think I'm interesting from fan base because I grew up in mountain, you know, like I'm coming from nowhere. Like people need, who this guy with headgear, like nobody understand what is this. Like people interesting, and he going to the inside the cage, he smash everybody, he's 25 and all. Who this guy, world champion, like everybody talk about him. Where he from? Russia. But originally he's not from Russia, he's from Caucasus. Where from? Is Dagestan. Where he from? Born, you know, like he born from mountain. He wrestling all his life with bears, you know, like this guy is crazy, you know. People think about this. That's why I'm interesting. This is my opinion, and I agree with this, and I agree, and I'm gonna keep going, inshallah. I'm gonna keep going, keep smash my opponents, and take this belt. And my dreams. Retired, undefeated, undisputed UFC lightweight champ becomes one of the greatest lightweights of all time. This is my dream, and I follow this. And that's why I think people are interesting about me. And always I give back for my friends. Sometimes they upset with me because I'm injured, but they have to understand. I'm trained so hard. For what? For make my friends happy. And tonight I'm happy, my friends happy, and thank you so much for everybody, for media, for fans, for UFC, like for Edson Barboza, my team, Ali Abdelaziz. When I come here like 4 years ago, I have injured ACL, you know, 2 years ago I didn't fight, He protect me. He like he do everything like right with me. We do a lot of great job, and now we're here. You know, like 25 and all. This is no joke. You know, and I'm very happy about this. Thank you, guys.
Hey, Habib, just real quick, two more questions for you right here. Congratulations. Do you anticipate any trouble getting Tony to agree to a fight? You've said that you don't think Conor's coming back, but do you think Tony will accept a fight with you? He wants to fight Conor, is what he's been saying.
I don't know about these guys. Where are these guys? When I'm injured, they talk too much, but when I'm healthy, I didn't see these guys. I want to catch somebody. You know, like Tony or Conor, doesn't matter. Or maybe they're going to fight each other, or doesn't matter. I can, maybe UFC, if UFC approve, I can fight with this guy same night. I swear, I don't joke. If UFC make this, I can fight same night. I can fight with this guy same night. Yes. Why not? Now I'm fresh. I'm fight with Edson Barboza 15 minutes. You know, and maybe I have to stay humble, you know, but tonight I have to a little bit smash these guys, give these guys back, because these guys talk too much when I'm injured. I don't want to be injured. I don't want to go to the hospital and make surgery, make rehab 4 months. I didn't want this, but sometimes this happens. But when somebody injured, you cannot talk about shit about this, you know. You have to stay humble. You have to stay focused on your job. But these guys talk about me when I'm injured now. Where are these guys?
Well, and Natalie, my final question, and I know that you've said you don't think about Conor and you don't really care about him, but if you wouldn't mind answering this question, do you think when Conor sees a performance like you gave tonight, do you think he wants, do you think he looks at that as a challenge that he wants to meet, or do you think he says, I don't know.
Want you, that? You ask me a question about Conor. I don't know what you think he watched or didn't watch. I don't know about this, to be honest. Maybe he watched, maybe not. I'm not fighting for Conor. Watch my fights. I don't know. I always watch my opponents. I watch Edson Barboza last 5 years, you know? And always when I watch, I think about this. Oh, I have to, if I fight with this guy, I have to do this. If I fight with the other guy, I have to do this. I always watch my opponents because this is my weight, you know. I have to follow my opponents. You know, sometimes when somebody asks me, what do you think about this guy? Oh, I don't know this guy. He fight fighter weight or light heavyweight. I don't know. But he's lying, you know. If you're a professional athlete, I know all UFC fighters. I know all UFC fighters. This is not about only UFC fighters. I know all UFC guys who work here. You know, because I'm very big fan, I follow my dream. I'm very interesting about this sport, everything. He knows this too, but he's a little bit cocky. You know? Oh, I don't know. When you ask him, oh, he fighter weight or lightweight, I don't. But he knows this. You know, I don't want to be like him. I watch his fights. I watch all fights other my opponents. We'll see. 2018 is gonna be big, big year for us. Very big year, inshallah.
So, well, congratulations on your victory this evening. Obviously, it was a very fantastic fight. What did you think about your performance in there this evening?
You know, this camp, I work a lot of patience. You know, I knew how to very experienced, but I was not also show tough, but have a lot of experience. And I touched her, I saw she's feel the punch, but, you know, she's moving around, moving a lot, and I'm really happy, you know. I work a lot of patience, and I do the right thing. We work with my team, and you work a lot of things, too, but the takedowns, too, but I feel like she's sweeping. I cannot touch her because it's sweat. But I think we did an amazing fight. I'm really happy because I know for you to do a great fight, I have to have a good opponent. You know, and she did it very well.
You talked about being patient. The rounds that she won were the first two rounds. I'm just curious, as the fight was playing, I mean, did you know I've got to pace myself and go five rounds, you know, or do you credit that to her and what she was doing?
You know, I really trained for a fight five rounds. Everybody had a question. I don't know if she's going to have a cardio for this. You know, I can do 10. You know, I feel very great in there. And I have a very nice cut weight. I don't have a tough time. And I'm really happy with my team. We did an amazing job. And, you know, I was happy for five rounds. All my team say, Chris, you have five rounds to finish the fight. You don't need rush. You have to see the opportunity.
we're not used to seeing you bleed. We're not used to seeing you busted up a little bit. I wonder, you know, a fight like this, do you feel it's almost a good thing for you to be pushed and to be tested and for people to see this side of you?
You know, when I saw first time my nose bleed, and then in the training with hard guys, and then when I see that, I say, "What? Let's keep going." And I will enjoy the time. We will train really hard, and I'm really happy to have this fight, like, great.
And last thing for me, I know you want to enjoy your win tonight, but we always want to know what's next for champions. It sounded like you said Megan Anderson in Australia is the fight that you want. A, are you suggesting you could fight in Perth in 6 weeks? Is that the Australia card you're talking about? And B, also, we're hearing about Amanda Nunes, that she wants to challenge you. So if that's the case, would you prefer that fight?
You know, I always said I don't know to like fight somebody Brazilian because of the, but, you know, if she want to fight me, I fight anybody who Dana White put in front of me. You know, I'm a fighter, and I have to fight who put in me. But I'm saying about Meg Anders because she's 145 pounds, and I would like my division growing. You know, if we grow, you need to invest. You need to put the girls 145. And I think she's in the line for fight for the belt, and because of that. I don't know, my hand really hurts now because her head, the hold very, very hard. And I don't know in 6 weeks, but, you know, but a little bit.
Hey, Cyborg over here. Congratulations to your left.
Yes.
So two of the judges gave her the first two rounds, meaning on both of their scorecards, it was even going into the fifth. Does that surprise you?
When they tell the numbers that I really don't hear, but I need to have to watch the fights, you know, for make sure what happened. But I know she touched me more than me, but no damage, you know, no damage. I will see her face, her eye closing, you know, I saw her face, but I have to watch the fight again for make sure if then right or not.
Would you say this was the most competitive fight of your career?
I think Holly tough, you know. I think it is more. I think the first fight I did five rounds,
yeah,
with her, you know, and I think she's tough. She did amazing, and yes.
Would you say this is the greatest win of your career?
I don't know. I think I have a long time. Yeah, still I'm not retired after that. Maybe I have three more years and see more fights.
Do you think this cements you as the greatest female fighter of all time?
Me?
Yeah.
I never think like that. You know, I leave my fans think about that. I just have to keep training, keep learning, because the girls are going to, like, beat me, and I have to be ready.
And you mentioned Megan. Obviously, she's had some problems fighting. Are you privy to any information? Are you aware? Is she able to come back? Is there anything you can tell us?
I don't know. But it's a long time she have issues. Maybe she's be ready now. I don't know.
Okay, and last one for me. Your weight cut seemed to go very well. Your team said it went very well. What was the difference this time?
I don't know. I just trained with same man training for make 140. You know, I was training hard for make 140. I just said, man, let's train like make 140. Because I knew maybe this fight is going to be five rounds. And I don't have any problem to cut weight and be, you know, don't feel great there. And then I was just training same man training for make 140. And I have no hard cut. Nice.
Hi, Chris. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I wonder how much you reflected on the fact that all you've been through, especially with the UFC, the fact that here you are on one of the bigger shows of the year, you're the main event on the pay-per-view on the New Year's Eve show, which historically is big. Did that mean a little bit to you, and did you soak in the crowd as you walked out?
The one thing I think just shows God really all loyalty. You know, everything's come true in UFC. I really just continue training, continue doing my job in other event, and I knew the opportunity was going to come, and they're going to be ready, and they're going to be one day here. And then I'm really thankful, and, you know, for and everything that happened in my career, I think it helped me be a better fighter, a better person, you know, and this is changing, you know, and then I think I'm in the right time here, and then everything happened, make me just growing.
And to follow on that a little bit, I mean, much of your career, people said you were just so much bigger than stronger than everybody else that you blew them away with your physical strength. But tonight you won the fight with your technical skills. Does that mean more to you than just going in there and blasting somebody with the right hand and seeing them fall down? The fact that now people are going to acknowledge you for the skills that you have as opposed to just your strength?
You know, I never think to be a fighter. I like a lot of sport before 12 years old. I think God giving me a gift, the one heart, hero heart, like to fight. And then for be better at everything, because I'm training. You know, I'm getting better because I train really hard. It's not just because of gift, but I train really hard. And I think tonight I just show what I'm getting work on, you know, at better in the Holly because she's giving me challenge, more challenge. Because all most girls I punch and finish the fight and I cannot show too much. But I really train hard. I train every day. Everybody think when my camps tell me, Chris, stop training. You're going to be overtraining. And because I really want getting better every time I fight.
And then not to be a downer, but I just want to ask you, like, you know, you win the biggest fight of your career, perhaps, and you're sitting here and you don't know if there's anybody that you could fight in your division. Is that difficult to take, to sit here and go, well, if Megan's problems, whatever they are, don't get straightened out, that you may have no opponent to fight at all?
I think UFC is going to find someone for me to fight for sure, and then I just have to keep training and be ready, you know, for the next one. And then this is happening a long time in my career, too. I was happy that 2 years I no fighting because no opponent in the beginning of my career, and just have to keep training. But for sure, have girls coming and maybe come from boxing, come from other organization for FC. For sure, they're going to want to be in big platform.
Chris, em alguns momentos dessa luta, a gente viu você tentando algumas quedas, e ela defendeu muito bem. Te surpreendeu a força dela, principalmente no clinch? Eu vi que ela te reverteu algumas vezes no clinch. Te surpreendeu a força física dela?
Eu acho que, na verdade, eu senti que ela estava mais forte, assim, no clinch. Mas, na verdade, eu achava que ela não estava trabalhando. Ela queria só me segurar ali no cage, sabe? No octágono. Ela estava só querendo me segurar. Eu não via que ela queria fazer nada. Só parar a luta para eu não encostar nela.
Mas as quedas faziam parte da sua estratégia?
Não, a gente treinou, talvez se ela quedar, me chutasse, trabalhar a queda. Eu tenho wrestling também, eu gosto de quedar, mas eu senti que quando ia quedar ela tava muito lisa. Eu não queria cair por baixo, tentar a queda, cair por baixo, eu que manter em pé.
Certo, mas duas perguntas bem rápidas. Uma, existe toda essa questão da dificuldade de se construir a divisão 4-5, até pelo fato como você venceu seus oponentes de forma muito rápida. Você acha que uma luta como essa de 5 rounds pode facilitar, pode favorecer que outras meninas tentem, de repente, é possível fazer 5 rounds com a Cyborg?
Não, acredito que sim, acredito que pode abrir oportunidade de outras meninas querem lutar, né? Falar, não, posso lutar, posso vencer ela. Fico feliz, porque eu vou ter adversário para lutar e vou continuar treinando.
Perfeito. Minha última pergunta, então, é sobre o sangramento no seu nariz. Foi, de fato, a primeira vez que você...
Foi a primeira vez.
Isso chegou a te atrapalhar? Como
não,
foi
não, eu achei que era uma água. Eu toquei, era água, era sangue, mas não, não, eu continuei.
Hi, Chris. Congratulations on your win tonight. The first thing I want to ask you about is Amanda Nunes. Would you be open to fighting her, you know, either at a catch weight of 140 or perhaps at 145 for your belt?
No, just 145. No anymore, 140. I feel great, 145. This is my division. I fight for, and then just 145.
But you're open to fighting Amanda, yeah?
Yeah, I'm open to fight anybody.
And in regards to defending your belt and, you know, the next time you fight for the UFC, would you perhaps like to headline a pay-per-view in Brazil? They go to Brazil a few times a year.
I would like to go to Brazil. I think all fans are going to love it. And then the fans, the full number one, you know, after the United States, love UFC. And it'll be amazing.
And my final question. Zuffa boxing, we're told, is a real thing. It's coming. And, you know, Dana White wants to get into the boxing business. You know, if it's a bit of a challenge to find you a fight in MMA, would you be interested in fighting in a boxing match for Zuffa boxing?
You know, I really like it. I really like boxing. I train really hard with Jason Pereira, and I do a lot of sparring with the guys from the gym, just boxing. And if you have the opportunity, Dan White would like to give this opportunity for me, same he did with McGregor. Why not? You know, I'm here for challenges, and I love to fight. And then I never fight boxing before, and maybe this is going to be a big challenge. Maybe I have to wait for next opponent to 145, maybe they can fox. I don't know.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye, good night, guys. Happy New Year.
Frankie say no more.